Good afternoon, good evening, good morning, everybody. My name is Stephen Kohler, and on behalf of everybody here at Audio Labs, I'm absolutely thrilled to welcome everybody back to our latest edition of Audio Listening Sessions, when we enjoy collaborating and jamming with rockstar leaders, where we can learn and take some of their great wisdom forth for ourselves. Today, I'm absolutely thrilled to be joined with my friend, rockstar performer, rockstar leader, longtime collaborator, Catherine Lai. Catherine, welcome.
Hi, thanks for having me, Stephen. I'm really excited.
Oh, I'm so thrilled to have you today. Catherine has many, many merits on her CV. As we say, she's a leader at home, is an amazing mom. She leads at work with an incredibly illustrious corporate career. She and I had the good privilege of meeting together at Shure, where we worked in product management. She then went on to an amazing career in senior C-level positions at Scientific Games, amongst other organizations and divisions. She's now chief commercial officer at a division of SG called OpenBet, and she serves outside of that on the board of AVIXA, an AV organization supporting the trade shows and others. So Catherine, just so thrilled to have you on today.
Oh, thanks for having me. It's always good to see you. And as you mentioned, we go way back, so it's always great to get to catch up with you.
Well, thank you. And I would be remiss if I didn't offer you the opportunity to maybe play us a little piano. For those of you who don't know, Catherine is, I would say, more than accomplished. She's a professional level pianist. And I thought it'd be a great time to just have her play something for us.
Well, you know, it's funny because when you wrote in the email, like, hey, be prepared to play something, maybe like 30, 40 seconds. I was like, oh gosh, we'll see what we pull out. So, but I figured, hey, what better place to have a conversation like this, you know, talking about music and listening and leadership that in my favorite place, which is my piano. So I'll just play a little tidbit and we'll see what happens. All right.
Thank you so much. Oh my God. That was insane, Catherine. Oh my God. Thank you. Holy cow. What's that piece called?
It's actually, so it was a little excerpt from this piece by Menotti called The Old Maiden and the Thief. So just a little tidbit, but it's beautiful. I love it because, you know, it's very modern, but very kind of neoclassical style. But, you know, definitely got a lot of notes and actually if everyone should tune into it. I mean, if you find it, it's a beautiful piece. It's very, very beautiful. So
that's incredible. You know, many of us around the music scene will talk about, it's always how a performer, how a composer makes you feel. I can't tell you how that impacted me. That was just absolutely gorgeous. Thank you so much for sharing that with us.
Thanks for giving me an excuse to open the lid on my piano and play something.
That was beautiful. So for those of you not familiar with Catherine's, you know, incredible journey, I'd love, you know, Catherine, you to share a little bit about your journey, maybe musically, professionally, you know, and kind of, you know, any threads that you think have kind of, you know, been common throughout that process for you.
Yeah, absolutely. So, you know, I think it's funny because when a lot of people actually don't know that I'm a musician, but when I look at kind of the heart of like my discipline and growing up, it was always a classically trained musician. I went to music conservatory, ended up, you know, I also did a double major in audio engineering, kind of back to our Shure roots, but then actually got my master's in piano. When I finished graduate school, I ended up teaching piano you know, right at, I think at the ripe age of 24, at which time I actually like realized that maybe teaching wasn't what I wanted to do. So I was getting a double degree and I got, ended up getting my MBA. But that being said, like, as I was, you know, kind of performing at this conservatory level, it's like doing a lot of competitions and I was doing that all kind of through my 20s. I think I really wanted to root myself in some kind of business sense. So my first actual, I would say, job, corporate job was actually at Shure when we worked together, which was actually perfect because I had this technical background from an audio engineering perspective, but plus I just finished my MBA. So, you know, product management is really that kind of mix of, you know, business, you know, along with the creativity of creating products. And I kind of loved my journey there. I still have a lot of dear friends. I still play with a lot of musicians from Shure. And I think that is always going to be a very rooted piece of me, right? Music and technology. I end up actually migrating into the gaming space, which is where I am now. So going from Shure to Scientific Games through a bunch of various brands, doing product management. You know, I took over a lot of different departments, marketing at one point, you know, our gaming operations, you know, running a large P&L for the gaming sector around a lot of different types of technology products. So on the land-based side, if you go into a casino, you'll see like slot machines, things like that. So that was all kind of part of the portfolio. Most recently, I've actually migrated into the digital space, which is actually really cool because, you know, I think one of the things we're seeing kind of, you know, I would say worldwide is kind of this digital transformation, right? So kind of taking my career from kind of the more brick and mortar casinos and moving it into the digital space of online gambling. So right now, my current role is Chief Commercial Officer at OpenBet, where we're actually a sports betting technology provider and really kind of helping these B2C operators, you know, providing technology services and content for sports betting, which is huge right now in the United States because of a lot of changing legislation. So it's actually been a really, you know, fun, wild ride. But yeah, I mean, I think I look at my career, I've kind of done a lot of things, a lot of different things. I've been in a lot of different roles, kind of managed a whole variety of different teams and functions. But yeah, I'm very excited to kind of be where I'm at now. I think a lot of growth and, you know, being able to have great conversations with people like you. So
we are honored. And what a fascinating journey. And through that, Catherine, what are a few of the leadership lessons that you've kind of gained and held on to over the years?
Look, I mean, there's a lot. I mean, I think a lot of it you can kind of tie to being through the roots of being a musician. You know, kind of doing music at that kind of conservatory level, it was all about discipline. Spending, you know, 4 or 5 hours a day practicing, you know, just, you know, learning concerto, learning the notes. You know, you apply that into the corporate world. It's a lot of it is discipline. You know, as I was going up through my career, I think it was like I had, you know, no issues working hard, you know, getting things done, trying to be efficient. But I think a lot of it is also, you know, listening, collaboration. I mean, those are the big things. And I think as you continue to, you know, kind of, for me, move up in leadership roles, it's about, you know, really being able to listen to others, really kind of collaborate, make sure that you surround yourself with, you know, the top performing people, right? A lot of top talent and having great teams so that you can really just kind of bounce ideas off of each other and really just kind of like lead, you know, a true vision of, you know, where you really want to go.
I love that. And thanks for pointing to, you know, where you and I often love to kind of look as some of the parallels between the worlds of music and leadership. What are some of those skills that perhaps you developed really well as a musician that you find that you use on, let's say, a daily basis as a leader?
Yeah. Well, I mean, I think, you know, either even if you're performing as a soloist or collaborating, it really is, I think, about kind of reading the room, reading the acoustics, reading what the other musicians or the other players are doing, right? I mean, that's how you make beautiful music, especially like in a collaborative perspective. And I think that's really the key, right? I mean, like, you know, in an orchestra, it's not a single individual, right? It's the sum of many parts. I feel like, you know, in business and in the corporate world, it's the sum of many parts. As a leader, you know, leading a big team, it's, you know, you're only as good as like, you know, you're everybody put together. So I think that's really, really a key piece. I mean, I think it really is about, you know, opening your ears and making sure that, you know, everybody has a voice, right?
Love that. Opening your ears, everybody has a voice. That's beautiful. You know, for many of us, we've been through a tough couple of years, right? We've had pandemic, we've had, you know, the social justice challenges, and many of us are experiencing mental, you know, impacts of that, emotional impacts. What advice as a leader would you have for those of us that are perhaps struggling in some part of that journey?
Yeah, I mean, to be quite honest, it's been tough. It's been tough for, I think, a lot of people personally, you know, professionally, managing kind of the balance between, you know, having to have, you know, kids at home. And I really think, you know, I have to kind of remind myself, like, okay, you know what, let's take it one day at a time. Tackle what you can tackle today, right? Don't worry about what's going to happen 7 days from now or 13 days from now. I think that's kind of the key, and to be patient. And I think the other thing, though, which I think is kind of important, is there's opportunities. And I think you got to look for the opportunities, too. I mean, you think about, you know, kind of all the stuff with the pandemic, and there's been a lot of, like, bad, horrible elements to it. But sometimes, you know, sometimes you might see kind of a glimmer of opportunity, like a friendship that you never thought you would have, you know, somebody to kind of support you, new opportunities from a job market perspective, right? I mean, there's a lot of shift. You know, we talked about the great resignation and shifts in, you know, employees, like there's opportunities out there too. So, I mean, I really think it's, you know, trying to, you know, take it one day at a time and know that there's always going to be progress, right? Every day that you kind of, you know, put behind you is another day forward.
I love that. And particularly taking one day at a time, patience, that kind of measured pace. That's fantastic advice. So last key question, who are you listening to right now musically?
Well, so let me see. I would say that I've gotten really into this, like, I've always been into prog rock, but I've, like, sort of my, I always kind of go back to this Chick Corea's Return to Forever. Which is classic. Like kind of like, you know, prog rock kind of band. And actually a couple of my friends and I have been, I guess, collaborators have been, you know, basically trying to play some of the songs. Man, has it been difficult. And thank goodness for the internet, because, like, there's, you know, some of these things, if we were actually trying to transcribe ourselves, like it would take years. But yeah, I mean, like I think about that some of the top musicians, you know, that all came from their own, you know, solo careers, their own, you know, super bands or whatever, their own bands, and they kind of created this, like, you know, super ensemble. And if you kind of, you know the history of Return to Forever, I mean, they rotated some of, like, you know, some of the top musicians, you know, like different guitarists, you know, Aldi Meola, like, and it's like there's different styles. If you look at all the different albums, like one after the other, it's pretty, you know, they're very unique in its sense, in its own sense, unique kind of with the different players that played, you know, even the different instrumentation. But that I'm really big on that. That's what I've been listening to recently.
Oh, I love that. Now I'm, tonight I'm going to cue that up. I haven't listened to that record in years.
Yep.
That's awesome. Catherine, thank you so much. It's been great jamming. Honored that you were kind enough to play that beautiful piece for us. I'm going to have to hit rewind, so to speak, to listen to that and then work on my piano chops. That was amazing. Thank you so much. Wishing you health and continued harmony for the year, and really look forward to hearing more from you in the future.
Well, thank you so much for having me, Stephen, and it's always great to see you.
You too. Cheers.
All right, thanks.